away from the death and bite. She's not breathing. Please hurry up.
I think about Lena every day.
She's on the floor dying. I don't know what's going on.
She was stunningly beautiful.
Lena, come on, wake up. Lena!
She had class, elegance, style.
She's not breathing. Oh my God. Oh my God.
This particular morning, it was about 5 o'clock. I remember waking up and seeing her not there. And I figured, okay, she's with the baby. She's not in bed, she's with the baby. Right around 6 o'clock, I woke up again. She wasn't there. That's when I got a pit in my stomach. I remember calling. No response. I remember walking into the bathroom and seeing her there, slumped over onto the magazine rack.
She looked sick, she had marks on her neck. I don't know what happened. Mia! Mia! What the hell happened?
I just remember being in a frantic mode to save her. I can tell what he's thinking, what he's going through. We do feel each other's pain. That's how close we are. I am Seth Kaufman, Adam Kaufman's twin brother. When I got there, Adam was at the top of the staircase, hysterical. Completely distraught. I've never seen him that way before in my whole entire life.
Total shock. What happened to her? My name is Elaine Kaufman. My son lost his wife, Lena.
Hello.
5 years ago. We'll never be the same. We never will be. They were happy. They loved each other. They had a beautiful life, and they're raising two beautiful kids. What could be more of a tragedy than this?
I'm gonna say hi.
Eighteen months later, it was like a second death in the family. A SWAT team came in with laser-pointed rifles and threw Adam on the floor and arrested him.
What? What happened? It was the most unbelievable thing.
No, come on! Oh my God!
My name is Adam Kaufman. I've been accused of murdering my wife.
I'm Erin Moriarty. Tonight on 48 Hours, Lena's Heart.
I hear whispering when I go places. Some people just ignore you. Some people don't want to hear from you.
Elaine Kaufman never imagined it would come to this. That she and her close-knit family would be snubbed in their own community, an affluent suburb of Miami.
There are people in this town who think your son is a killer.
Let them think what they want to think. We're going to get through this, and we're going to show everybody that he's not.
Adam Kaufman, a successful real estate executive, husband and father of two, now found himself branded a murderer.
You got to be kidding me. How could this happen?
But there are these photos taken after Lena's death that show marks on her neck. And in April 2009, a year and a half after he says he found his wife unresponsive in their home, Adam Kaufman was charged with strangling her.
There's a mistake. What evidence is there?
No one took the news harder than Adam's identical twin, Seth.
Oh, it was devastation. They might as well have locked me up.
Is he scared?
Of course, he's scared.
The news of Adam's arrest and Lena's death shook everyone around them. It simply didn't fit with the couple they knew.
She was his soulmate. And they were just amazing together.
Did you ever see anything that concerned you about their marriage?
Never. I saw them all the time. They were happy. They loved each other.
And so friends and family searched back in their minds. Did they miss something? Lena's mother, Frieda Eisman, remembers a strange conversation she had with Lena just 2 months before her death.
She said, "Listen, if something happened to me, I want you to know that I trust my kids only to you." I don't know why she asked me. I don't know what her thought was in this moment.
But Frieda says there was no sense that anything was wrong on November 6, 2007. She saw her only daughter at work at the family's upscale furniture business, never dreaming it would be the last time.
I said, "You look so beautiful, so classical." She said, "Are you proud of me?" I said, "Of course."
And how would you describe her mood when you saw her?
She was very, very, very happy.
At the time, Lena, Adam, and their kids lived right around the corner from Adam's brother, Seth, and his bride-to-be, Raquel.
Was Lena excited about the wedding?
Oh, she was so looking forward to it. She was one of Raquel's bridesmaids. I was Seth's best man. She was her happiest.
That evening, Lena got a spray tan, her first, to prepare for the big day. On the way home, she visited a friend to show off her tan, have a glass of wine, and a bite to eat. Adam was home, he says, taking care of 5-year-old Haley and 2-year-old Jake.
I remember her coming home around 11 o'clock.
Did you see her when she came
Yes.
home?
Yes, I was already in bed watching TV.
According to Adam, Lena undressed.
You could definitely tell she was spray tanned. It just seemed a lot to me.
They went to bed, and the next time Adam says he saw his wife was in the early morning hours of November 7th. She was in this bathroom, he says, slumped over the magazine rack.
I remember going over to her, seeing all of this red stuff all over, pink, frothy, whatever it was. And I remember grabbing her from the back, and she felt cold. Lena, wake up.
My wife is dead from body. She's on the floor dying.
At 6:10 a.m., Adam called 911.
There's blood, there's stuff coming out of her mouth, there's all. She looks pale. She looks sick, she has marks on her neck. I don't know what happened.
The operator instructed him to give his wife CPR.
I need you to do compressions, okay?
Push down on her chest rapidly, 30 times.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And then back to breathing into her mouth twice.
Can you hear her breathing?
No, she's cold.
You told the operator there were marks on her neck. Where were those marks?
Here. There were maybe 3 or 4 of them that I could see.
Did something happen? Did she fall?
No. Calm down.
Calm down, sir. Help is on the way, okay?
It would take fire rescue teams 16 minutes to find the Kaufman home.
They were frantic, putting something over her face and putting something in her mouth, continually asking me questions about her health. I'm thinking of, okay, what health problems does she have? Lena was always healthy to me.
Seth and Raquel raced over to help Adam and his children.
We got there and they were working on her in the bedroom at that time. It was just an awful scene. It's just tough to look at.
They couldn't save her. Lena Kaufman was pronounced dead at the hospital.
I was numb. I couldn't think straight. I couldn't feel my body.
What are you thinking had happened to Lena?
I had no idea.
Adam had to break the news to Frieda.
Adam was crying. Then he said, "She's gone. That Lena is gone."
What did you think?
I don't know if I could think in this moment. I just The only one thought I have that it's not true. That it's not true. She cannot leave me here without her. She cannot do this to me.
I could not comprehend how a healthy 34-year-old woman just dies.
Lena's friends, Melissa and Jennifer, were also in shock.
Something happened. And that was my question for months. What happened?
It was the question everyone was asking, including the Aventura police.
There are officers who said you didn't act normal.
How do you act? Is there a book on how you act when your wife just passes away? How do you act? How do you act?
When Lena Kaufman was buried in November of 2007, no one could explain why she died, making her loss even more painful.
What did you think? What killed her?
I didn't know, and it was very, very, very frustrating.
What do you miss the most about your daughter?
I miss her love. I miss her smell, her humor. Yes, I miss her a lot.
Frieda Eisman raised her daughter and son in five countries before Lena settled in Florida. Lena was as brilliant as she was beautiful.
She spoke Russian, English, Danish, Flemish, Hebrew, a little bit of Italian.
Sophisticated?
Very sophisticated. And I was just in awe.
They met at a party, and after dating 3 years, Lena and Adam were married.
Everybody say hi.
Hi.
Wow, one big happy family.
Before long, Haley and Jake were born.
I was just kind of patting myself on the back, saying, wow, you're a lucky guy.
But in an instant, everything changed. His wife of 7 years suddenly died, and for almost 18 months, no one seemed to know why. Adam says he repeatedly called the Dade County Medical Examiner's office.
And they all kept telling me, we're waiting on test results, we're waiting on test results. And I kept calling in, no return phone calls, no answers.
But in April 2009, the answer he got stunned everyone. After exhaustive testing, the chief medical examiner ruled that Lena died from mechanical asphyxiation. Adam was thrown in jail, accused of strangling his wife.
I know my brother more than anyone in this world. And I know he's just not capable of anything like that. He just cannot do that.
Adam's family cared for Haley and Jake while he was behind bars. At a hearing 2 months later, Adam's lawyers made headlines with a unique defense. They said the spray tan did it.
A few hours before she passed away, she had a spray tan for the first time. It is possible to have an allergic reaction from this, so that was our thought. Everything else was normal.
But prosecutor Kathleen Hogue scoffed at their theory.
It was a laughable defense, truly.
Laughable or not, Adam Kaufman was released on a $500,000 bond. Tracked by an electronic ankle monitor, he went home to his family to prepare for trial. It would take 3 years.
The defendant is charged with second-degree murder.
But finally, in May 2012,
ladies and gentlemen of our jury,
Adam Kaufman goes on trial in downtown Miami.
Do you swear from the testimony you're about to give?
As the prosecution case begins,
take me through it. What did you do next?
First responders testify they found Adam's behavior suspicious.
Mr. Kaufman on the scene was sometimes very calm, just talking like us right now. And within a second, he would be completely a grieving type, out of control. It was almost like an act.
Everyone acts differently under pressure.
True. But there's probably nobody that sees more of that than these people.
All right.
you know, they didn't think that it was real.
Did you notice any marks on her neck or on her shoulders?
Yes, ma'am.
But more troubling, Adam's initial stories seemed inconsistent.
Okay, did he describe how he found her in the bathroom?
Yes.
Paramedic Kimberly Burke says Adam told her that he found his wife slumped over the toilet.
Crouched over the toilet as if she was vomiting.
When he woke up at 6 a.m.
But the doctor at the hospital says he heard a different version.
She had some strange marks on her neck, and I was asked him if he knew how those might have occurred. And at that point in time, he stated that maybe the patient was laying on a magazine rack in the bathroom.
Why would these people think that you had something to do with Lena's death?
I pondered that for years now, and when someone that young and healthy dies, people want answers. And I can't give people answers they want to hear.
Prosecutor Kathleen Hogue doesn't have all the answers either. Unlike most spousal murders, this one doesn't appear to have a motive.
Is there any evidence that Adam Kaufman was having an affair?
No.
Is there any evidence that Lena Kaufman was having an affair?
No.
Is there any evidence that there were serious domestic problems in this relationship?
No.
But isn't that going to make it very difficult in front of a jury to believe that this couple who seemed to love each other would just blow up one time and end up with a homicide?
Well, you know, the injury speaks for itself. I don't know that he necessarily meant to do it, but I know that he did it because of the injury to her neck here, there, and the strap muscles. It was very deep, sustained pressure.
Hogue believes Adam and Lena got into a fight in the early morning hours of November 7th. Exactly what they fought about, she isn't sure. But she says the proof is in these crime scene photos.
You believe there was an argument that started in the kitchen?
I do, because her breakfast was half done.
Hogue is certain the compulsively neat Lena Kaufman would not have left a bowl of cereal and a half-eaten banana on the counter. She believes the argument moved from the kitchen upstairs.
You know, she may well have just been going into the shower saying, you know, screw you, I'm not going to listen to you anymore, I don't want to talk about it. And, you know, he just flew off the handle, yes, you are, grabs her, and, you know, it's not that hard for someone as big and as strong as him to strangle someone.
The prosecutor says that she believes that there was a fight that morning before. Did you fight with Lena?
Absolutely not. Lena and I argued, just like every married couple. Did we argue that day? Absolutely not. Everything was perfect.
But some say things weren't quite so perfect. In the weeks before she died, Lena was threatening not to go to Seth and Raquel's upcoming wedding.
There were some minor issues that I tried to stay out of. There were some, there was an issue with walking down the aisle.
Adam was Seth's best man. Raquel wanted him to walk down the aisle, not with Lena, but with her maid of honor. And that upset Lena, says her friend Jennifer.
When Lena found out that she wasn't walking with Adam, it really set her off.
You call it a minor issue. Some of her friends say it was a major issue.
I can't say it did not bother Lena, but Lena and I did talk about it. We did, and she was upset about it. Definitely
did you fight
upset.
Over that? Did that not become a physical fight?
Not at all. No. Never.
She didn't do it to herself. You know, it has to be done by someone else. He's the only person that could have done it.
I've never laid a hand on her in our entire relationship. Nothing happened. Look at the evidence.
All right, Mr. Jury.
There is absolutely no doubt in my mind.
Good morning, members of the jury.
That Adam Kaufman is innocent of this charge. None, zero, zip.
There are two sides to every story, ladies and gentlemen.
To tell Adam Kaufman's side, his family luckily had the money to hire a dream team of defense attorneys.
An innocent man has been falsely charged.
Two of Miami's toughest lawyers, Bill Matthewman.
I'm an ex-cop.
and Al Millian.
I was a prosecutor for 12 years.
They're very different. They're the good cop, bad cop.
Adam's mother, Elaine, believes they're the perfect combination.
Bill never gets excited about things.
We believe that this situation is unique.
And Al is quite the opposite.
It is improv!
He's a ball of fire.
I don't have any trouble hearing, so please don't raise your voice at me. Mr. Matthewman, you may proceed.
To counter Kathleen Hogan, her prosecution team, the defense attorneys have suddenly changed their strategy. They're no longer blaming Lena's death on her spray tan because there's not enough evidence to support it. Now, they're attacking what they say was a botched investigation by the Aventura police.
This case was assigned to a detective who had never conducted a homicide investigation.
The lead investigator reported that Adam told emergency personnel conflicting stories about how he found his wife. But Adam's attorneys question those witness accounts.
I've always been consistent with one story that she was slumped over.
You didn't tell anyone that she was over the toilet like she was throwing up?
Never, never, absolutely not.
Where was she exactly?
Adam agreed to show us how he found Lena.
We had a leather magazine holder rack.
And where was that?
That was right,
right in
here.
That corner.
That was right here. When I walked in, she was on top of it. She was draped over and her head, if you turn your head to the right, like that, and her hair was in her face.
But so she wasn't on the toilet.
No, it was almost like she was sitting on the toilet and then got up and this happened, or was about to sit down on the toilet and this happened.
But then how do Adam and his attorneys explain the suspicious injuries on Lena's neck that prosecutors say prove that she was strangled?
When Lena Kaufman passed out, she fell onto a rack filled with very thick magazines. And those marks are consistent with her resting on top, falling on top of those magazines in the magazine rack, and they're inconsistent with any type of fingernails or fingers of anything of that nature.
And those deep internal injuries inside Lena's neck? Al Millian blames them on the paramedics.
They tried to intubate her, and they made multiple efforts.
Witnesses admitted that there were three failed attempts to insert a tube down Lena's windpipe to help her breathe.
If a tube is jammed into a person's throat, it could actually cause damage around the throat area. Isn't that correct?
Yes, sir.
And Millian admits that Adam might have caused some of the injuries himself in his desperate attempt to save Lena.
My wife is dead from bias. She's on the floor dying.
I need you to do compressions, okay?
Do you think when you were giving her CPR, you might have left some of these injuries?
I can't tell you one way or another. I'm working on my wife. I want to believe that I wasn't rough on her. I tilt her head back. I thought I did it gently. Is it possible that I didn't? Yeah, it's possible.
The other bruises and abrasions on Lena's arms and legs occurred, according to the defense, when Lena was being moved from room to room by firefighters, not from a struggle with Adam.
Nothing on her body indicates that she was involved in a struggle. You would have expected to see that Adam would have had scratches on his face, on his arms, on his hands, on his wrist, none of which existed. And that bathroom would have been full of marks. That tanning spray leaves trace evidence everywhere.
Crime scene technician Anna Howell admits in court she didn't find any marks on the wall.
Did you swab or test the side of the wall here?
No, sir, because there was nothing of evidentiary value on there.
But a defense expert enhanced photos and found what appears to be traces of spray tan where Adam says Lena had contact with the bathroom wall.
A rectangular to oval shaped mark.
And then there's the magazine rack that Lena was laying on. Howell took the rack as evidence, but says lead investigator Anthony Angulo told her to leave the magazines.
By the direction of Detective Angulo, the magazines were not collected. There was no evidentiary value on them. There was no blood. They were not wet.
But Bill Matthewman contends there was some kind of fluid on top of the magazines, as seen in this enhanced photo. and it could have been crucial evidence.
What happened to all that?
That's the $10,000 question. Where are those magazines? They're gone. They're not there.
You can't test it.
We can't test them.
And then, a development no one expected that raises even more questions about how this case was investigated.
You're friends with Detective Angulo?
I'm a coworker of his, yes.
But when you've been off duty, you've socialized with Detective Angulo?
No, sir.
But the defense knows it's not quite the truth.
Good morning, everybody. You may be seated.
And the following day, in a stunning about-face,
do you swear to the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth?
Anna Howell admits her real relationship with the lead detective.
Did you have an affair with Detective Angulo?
Yes, and my husband is well aware of it, sir. And I am happily married, and I don't have any issues with that any longer.
Did you have any idea that this crime scene technician was having a relationship with the lead detective?
No, none.
It wasn't about the affair. It's about the lying and the motivation for covering up.
Yeah, it was very, very bad for us.
But the biggest court battle is about to come.
The experts say that it's not a homicide. The experts say that it's absolutely not a murder. And the experts say that it is a natural death. There are unexplained deaths that happen in this country every day. People pass away from natural causes. And sometimes they can figure out what it is. Sometimes they can't.
And yet, a seemingly healthy young woman is dead, with injuries and bruises on her neck and body. The county's chief medical examiner, testifying for the prosecution, says there can be only one conclusion.
The cause of death is mechanical asphyxia.
Mechanical asphyxia?
Yes.
And what would be the manner of death?
Homicide.
Homicide. Dr. Bruce Heima tells the jury that Lena Kaufman was murdered when someone or something cut off her airway.
And why would it be a homicide, Dr. Heima?
Given all of the totality of information and all of the injury, this mechanical asphyxiation could only occur at the hands of somebody else.
And Dr. Heima's opinion is backed by his former associate medical examiner, who supervised the original autopsy.
Did you know you had an asphyxial death?
Yes.
Did you know you had a homicide?
Yes.
But the defense has its own medical witnesses, and they say something completely different.
Was the death of Eleonora Kaufman a homicide?
No.
And why do you say that?
The evidence does not point to that.
According to Dr. John Maricini, a pathologist, Lena Kaufman died simply of undiagnosed heart failure. And these slides taken of her heart, he says, prove it.
This area is where normal heart muscle used to be and something happened. There was disease here, and disease changed the tissue from this to this.
He tells the jury she had myocarditis, an inflammation of the heart.
My opinion is she developed an irregular heartbeat. She collapsed.
That's also what Dr. Michael Bodden, the former New York City chief medical examiner, concludes.
Mrs. Kaufman died of a pre-existing natural acute and chronic myocarditis.
It's a shocking claim, especially since Lena Kaufman appeared to have no history of heart disease. But her husband now recalls unexplained fainting spells after they married.
I remember standing at the bar in a club with her. And all of a sudden, you know, we're talking, and she just collapses straight down. And luckily, I was standing there. I caught her. 2-3 seconds later, she kind of came out of it. I'm all right.
Hi.
There was a much more serious incident after Haley was born, Adam says.
What's going on?
Lena had been home with a toddler when she suddenly collapsed.
She had called me and said, I just fainted, I just passed out, and I can't get off the floor. And I said, okay, I'm rushing home. When I got home, she was up. She was fine, walking around like nothing had happened.
Didn't that concern you?
Of course. Of course.
But Adam admits Lena never sought treatment from a doctor. Why not push her to go see the doctor?
Yeah. She didn't want to go. She said she was perfectly fine and life was back to normal.
Do you believe that she had a history of fainting spells?
No, her friends didn't, you know, didn't corroborate that.
What's more, says Prosecutor Kathleen Hoag, none of the doctors hired by the state believe the signs of inflammation seen in Lena's heart were serious enough to kill her.
Any indication she had trouble with her heart?
No.
Any indication she had a pre-existing medical condition? Signs of dizziness, shortness of breath, anything that would have caused you concern about what she had going into this?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing at all.
Did you see any signs at all in Lena Kaufman's heart that suggested she had congestive heart failure?
No.
Dr. Mond, so do you agree with the findings that Lena Kaufman had active inflammation in her heart and evidence of a scar?
I do not. I found nothing abnormal.
How could six reputable doctors, four testifying for the prosecution and two for the defense, take a look at all the same evidence but reach such different conclusions? Was Lena Kaufman murdered or did she die of heart failure? Her husband's future hangs on that answer. Does a case like this scare you?
It does.
Dr. Gregory Davis isn't working for either the prosecution or the defense. He's the medical examiner for the state of Kentucky, the expert we asked to look at all the evidence. As you sit here now, do you now believe you know what killed Lena Kaufman?
I do.
You have no question about it?
No question. She died of myocarditis that caused an acute cardiac dysrhythmia and caused her death.
It was Lena's heart that killed her, not her husband, says Dr. Davis. He points to the evidence that convinces him.
This pink thing is a heart cell, and these are inflammatory cells that are actually attacking and destroying that heart cell.
The inflammatory cells are those small dark ones.
That is a true myocarditis, a true inflammation of the heart, where the body's own immune system is actually attacking the heart.
And those injuries on Lena's neck? Sadly, says Dr. Davis, they may have been caused by Lena herself.
If she were suffering a cardiac dysrhythmia, which can cause an air hunger in a patient whose heart is rapidly failing, she feels out of breath, it can be very common for a person to grab at their own neck in that kind of scenario. I think she died a natural death.
Dr. Davis is just as sure of his diagnosis as is every medical expert who testified at trial. Proof that even in this age of high-tech crime scene investigations, what is written on a death certificate is not fact, but simply one doctor's opinion.
I think these are honest, good physicians, but they are interpreting these findings differently. And I know that can be scary because people's lives are on the line based upon these interpretations.
But even if all these doctors can't agree, 12 jurors are going to have to. Two weeks into the trial, a surprising witness for the defense.
Your Honor, at this time we would call Ms. Frieda Heisman.
Lena Kaufman's mother.
Do you swear from the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Do you love Adam?
Like my own son.
Do you support him?
I'm here.
I really believe that he is not guilty. He is not guilty. He has nothing to do with this.
Frieda Heisman is Adam's best hope.
The fact that she was willing to come in there and testify for Adam and support Adam in front of that jury was critical for us.
Critical, because attorney Bill Matthewman says she backs up Adam's claims that Lena had undiagnosed health problems that caused her death.
She had a habit, to faint, yes.
According to Frieda, Lena suffered fainting spells as a child.
So what did you think? It was just normal that she would faint occasionally?
No, of course it's not normal, but it was when she was little. We went to the doctors, of course, and they didn't find anything.
Now, Frida believes the reason her daughter asked her to take care of her children was because Lena knew she was ill. But prosecutors say there are no records Lena ever consulted a doctor about fainting spells.
Was Lena ever taken by ambulance to the hospital in response to any one of these episodes she had?
No.
So the fainting spells that you observed in Lena were a long time ago, not close to her death?
Yes.
If she thought Adam killed her daughter, why would she testify for him?
She has no idea what's going on between Adam and her daughter. She's never really seen the injuries to her daughter, or, you know, she only knows what the Kaufman family has told her.
Adam Kaufman is not guilty.
In closing arguments, the defense emphasizes Frida's unwavering belief in her son-in-law.
Frida Eisman lost her daughter. Frida still supports Adam, loves him like a son, knows he's innocent.
But the prosecution questions her motive for testifying.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Eisman has two beautiful grandchildren. What do you think would happen if she didn't support him? Do you think for a second she would be seeing her grandchildren? You think she's going to go against him?
Are you accusing me of lies?
Frida's outburst angers the judge.
All right, I'm not going to have any outbursts from the audience. You can have a seat outside.
Who orders her to leave the courtroom.
If there was a side of you that thought that Adam did have something to do with your daughter's death, would you have still defended him in court?
Of course not.
Even to keep a father for?
Of course not. What father he can be if he can do this to a mom, to this kid? So what father he can be? Of course not.
On June 5th, 2012, after a month-long trial, the case goes to the jury, and the waiting begins.
It's a scary, scary, scary thing.
Look what I made for you, Dad.
Adam's biggest fear? That his children, who have already lost their mother, will now lose him.
Every morning I leave, and I go to work, or the kids go to school, and, you know, you hug the kids and you kiss the kids. And you know you're gonna see them. This morning was different. That hug and kiss was different.
After 8 agonizing hours, the jury reaches a verdict.
Okay, please bring the jurors.
It was definitely that feeling of, okay, here it is, here we go.
Madam Clerk, please come.
And I stood up in between Al and Bill and put my head down and just thought of my kids.
We, the jury in Miami-Dade County, Florida, find as follows. The defendant is not guilty, so say we all, for a person, Bernard W.H. Jennings.
All I heard was not guilty. And I felt Bill grabbed me and Al grabbed me, and I can hear the family and crying, and I'm like, is this it? Is it over?
The defendant is discharged at this time and free to go. Thank you.
The man branded as a killer for more than 3 years is acquitted of his wife's murder.
And it was amazing. It was unbelievable. It was pretty overwhelming. It was overwhelming.
For prosecutors, it's a crushing defeat.
Even though you're acquitted, aren't there still some people who wonder? Did you have anything to do with your wife's death?
Of course there's people out there that are going to sit and wonder. People that matter know the truth. And that's all I care about.
Freedom!
Adam is now trying to get his life and his reputation back.
Has it occurred to you that you might not be sitting here if it wasn't for Lena's mom coming forward and testifying for you?
Absolutely.
She probably saved your life.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Saved by Lena's mom, Adam says, and Lena herself.
I believe she was a big part of this entire process. She was She was watching over it. In the end, Lena's heart saved my life.
Thank you.